We've talked a lot over this past year about the issue of bevacizumab and metastatic disease based on the ECOG 2100 study. And I would like to, rather than get into the whole huge issue about what it showed and its clinical relevance, actually focus specifically on the Excalibur study that you and George Sledge are running. Can you talk about the background and design of that trial?
Sure. So bevacizumab is obviously rapidly emerging as an agent that we will be using in breast cancer. Its history to date would suggest that when you combine it with Xeloda, at least in patients who are heavily pretreated, which was one of the early pivotal trials, that there was not much in the way of additional benefit as opposed to simply giving Xeloda. So that was somewhat disappointing, and in contrast to what has been seen in other disease sites where bevacizumab, particularly in colorectal cancer, is widely used.
And then it works with 5-FU.
Right. And so rather than abandon it in breast cancer, which made no biologic sense, fortunately another trial was initiated, which was the one reported by Kathy Miller, Taxol versus Taxol plus bevacizumab, which did clearly have some benefit and favored the combination. So rather than thinking that there would be no reason to pursue bevacizumab plus a 5-FU-like drug, rather than simply assume that, a trial was designed that would look at the combination of bevacizumab and Xeloda as first-line treatment for metastatic breast cancer. And that trial is now just about to its accrual goal. As of about last week, there were just short of 90 patients on the trial, and the accrual goal is just a little over 100. So with that said, we anticipate the results of that trial, or the trial will be closed probably within the coming weeks.
But now that trial, what is the eligibility for the study?
So these are patients with metastatic disease who have not received treatment in the metastatic disease setting. They are patients who are HER2 negative and have measurable disease. The trial design is Xeloda plus bevacizumab. The bevacizumab is given every 3 weeks. The Xeloda is given on a typical 2 out of 3 week schedule.
What dose?
2 grams per meter squared. And then the interesting other piece of the trial is at the time of disease progression, patients will either go on to a taxane or vinorelbine, and the taxane being paclitaxel plus bevacizumab. So it's sort of gets to the issue of continuing bevacizumab, trying to detect if there's any differential effect using the agent with either vinorelbine or Taxol as second-line therapy.